What inspires you to write this book?
Well, it went back to the last book I wrote, Unvarnished Arkansas, which was a group of stories about people who lived in Arkansas in earlier days, people like Sidney Faulkner, the original Arkansas traveler, Charlie McDermott, who almost invented the airplane. And while that book was succeeding, we were talking at the library about what was needed, and the suggestion was we really need a book for children that tells them about people from Arkansas, something at a fourth grade level, something that can be used in classrooms. And so it was suggested that if we tried to select about 20 people from the middle of the 20th century on and put it at a reading level that fourth graders could understand, that this could be useful in classrooms as well as families.
Can you tell me the organization of the book? Why do you do it like that?
That's basically to keep a child's interest, because we live in a world where things are coming in from so many different directions all the time. And so just to give a lot of words is not going to be a successful book. But to put a picture of Arkansas and show where the cities are, where these people lived and did various things, to put a quote to give a sense of what this person said about himself or herself, to give a timeline so that the readers can piece together how these stories fit together and where they overlap. And, of course, a picture on each page. But I had a test reader at home, too, my daughter Olivia, and she's 10 years old, so she's right at the target age and was able to do the reading and let me know what didn't make sense, what words she didn't know, what sentences were too hard. And she was a really big help in getting the whole thing flowing together.
As you were writing this book, what strikes you the most?
Well, they're all fascinating people. And one of the things that struck me is they're all from Arkansas, and yet they're all different. It's hard to take any two and say, well, they just followed the same path. They ended up the same place, because everybody's story is different. That's why in the beginning of the book, I tell the readers, being famous means being known for being good at something, and one day you might be famous for something. But the road is different for everybody.
Besides from all of them are from Arkansas, what do you think is the similarity between all of them?
Well, just that they became famous for doing what they love to do and doing it well. I mean, Bill Clinton was elected president of the United States. Johnny Cash, very famous singer. Mary Steenburgen, famous actress. Scottie Pippen, an athlete. John Johnson, publisher of Jet and Amity magazines. So many different things that they did, and even those that stayed in Arkansas, like Ruth Bell, that kept Arkansas Children's Hospital going. They just were determined to do it and did their best and succeeded.
If you could have a cup of coffee with any of these notables from Arkansas, who would it be?
Boy, I'd probably answer that a different way each day of the week. They're all fascinating people. I'd love to get them all in a room together and just sit and listen to them talk to each other. I think that'd be more fun than just one-on-one, but see them interact.
You answer everything. Do you want to add anything else?
Well, there's so much to be learned, and you're never done learning. When you read a book, you don't know everything. You know something, and then you go look someplace else, and you find out there's more to the story. And so I guess the one thing I would hope is that people start reading and don't stop. They keep on looking and keep on learning more.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.